So, what if you had no money, no network, but at the same time had no excuses? And what you did was actually build an extremely successful company. That's exactly what we're going to be talking about today in today's Speaking Get What You Want podcast with the great Martin Melendez. How are you, my friend?
Doing good yourself. Doing good. Doing good.
Fantastic. You know, your story, Martin, is crazy because a lot of founders of businesses, a lot of business owners, they're were really good at maybe coming up with excuses or giving reasons why that we're struggling or not achieving the level of success. But Martin, you came back to the United States of America from Venezuela with nothing.
At all.
How long were you in Venezuela?
For 11 years.
11 years. Okay, so you're here in the United States on a student visa, and you said, okay, I'm gonna go back to Venezuela. I'm gonna immigrate. I'm gonna immigrate the correct way and legally come into the United States. And then you get stuck in Venezuela for 11 years.
Yes, I went there to because I was supposed to get my visa back, my H-1B visa, and I got stuck there for 11 years.
Wow. Okay, so you come back. So how do you get back if you don't get the visa? And Venezuela now goes from, a pretty incredible place to a place in, wow, a lot of chaos.
Very chaotic, very chaotic. Yeah. So, what the reason I came back, or not the reason, but the means by I came back was through political asylum. I went back and decided to join my family. I'm a third generation politician, joined and got involved in politics deeply in Venezuela, to the point where it was time to come back because of everything, the chaos and everything. It was time for me to come back, and that's how I made it back.
Okay, wait. So you clearly your political standings weren't winning in Venezuela at the time.
No, only in 2015 we won one time. We won the Congress, and I was involved in those, but it didn't matter because everything else was in the hands of a regime. So,
Wow. Okay, so you come back under political asylum.
yes.
And you come back with how much money?
When I came back, I think I had like $280, something like that.
Okay, you come back to the United States with $280.
Yeah, when I was here already, $280 and 15 days already paid for a hotel and a job in Boise, Idaho. That's what I had when I came back.
Wow. Okay. So you come back, you got a job in Boise, Idaho. You have $280. You have three children with you and your wife.
Two at a time.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Two children and your wife with you. And you have nothing. In essence, nothing beyond the $280 in your pocket.
Exactly.
But last week, you were honored by MassMutual
Yes.
as the leader of the year. So
Yes.
you come back. So you've been back in the United States. Has it been 4 or 5 years?
It's going to be 5 years in May.
Okay, so you've been back 5 years and you're now one of the top leaders in this company with the business you've built. How does that happen? How does that happen? How does that happen?
Well, first of all, a lot of people were involved, okay, since the day I came back. But of course, it requires, and this is where I think you want to get to the point is you need determination within you, right? And I mentioned that because I don't want to discredit, I don't want to fool everybody saying I did it on my own. But of course, it needed my determination to accomplish it. It needed my belief. It needed my mindset to believe that it was possible and I can rebuild a whole life when I came back to America, and then use and leverage those resources around you. Because Chad, there's a lot of people in the business world, in academics, and everywhere that are willing to help you. So using those around you in order to making it happen. But you have to believe.
Well, you know, you bring up a great point there, Martin, because so many people feel like they have to do it alone. But I've said on this show before, I don't know any successful people, zero, that have done it all on their own. They understand how to bring people in. They understand how to leverage people to be successful. Now, Martin, you created relationships with people that allowed you to have them help you to be successful, but you always give more than you ever receive in those relationships.
It's needed. It's needed. You need to foster. This morning, I was actually talking to a group of agents where I was saying, you need to foster, you need to form those relationships. You have to take care of them. Because otherwise, imagine calling somebody 10 years after and saying, hey, can you help me to build my career? Mm-hmm. Can you help me introducing me to somebody? You know, money follows value, not the other way around. And that value is also intrinsic in relationships. Those relationships matter. You have to have built it and take care of them along the way.
Okay, but how do you build relationships? Like a lot of people, when they hear that, Martin, they go, okay, I got to build these relationships. I got to build this relationship. But a lot of people only try and build relationships with people where they can see an immediate return on their investment, right? But that's never been the case with you. You always look to build relationships, whether you can see receiving immediate value or not.
Yes. And to the point of that is the two biggest relationships that helped me on my process to come back were people that I never thought I was going to be asking help to. You know, one of them gave me a job. The other one gave me a huge push to come over. So the job I just mentioned that I had when I came back to Boise was somebody that I knew since 2007. I met that guy. I kept talking to him. And then I reached out to him and said, hey, are you still in the industry of sales? He's like, yes, I'm actually building a team right now. If I show up at your door in 2021, would you give me a job? Heck yes. let's do it, you know? So yes, you cannot build those relationships thinking you're going to get something back immediately and or that be the only point, because they can know it and it's not going to work. It has to be genuine. But those relationships, you always, when you give to it, you're always going to receive something, whether it's value, whether it's a tip, whether it's an advice, whether it's a job. Something, but you have to take care of those people around you that you care for and you want to keep because of something you care about them.
Right, right. So what gave you the courage? I mean, here you are coming back from Venezuela. You get to the border and you claim political asylum. So you get to come into the country because, in essence, your life was being threatened in Venezuela.
Yes.
And so you come into the country and you call someone and you say, hey, can I go work? Can I work with you? They hire you. I mean, I can't even imagine walking into the country with $280, but you never let fear take over that mindset. You call that individual and you're like, I know I'm going to be successful. How did you manage your mindset through all of that?
It's not easy. It's not easy because the thing is the no excuse part. I couldn't fail, Chad. You mentioned I had two kids and a wife. So they are relying on dad knows, husband knows what's going to happen. He says everything's going to be fine. So I cannot show them, oh, I'm scared. You know, I cannot show them, hey, you know, I'm in this process too. But it's the confidence and the courage to pick up the phone and ask for help. And let me tell you this. There's a lot of people in the growth stage that are afraid asking for help because am I going to look too weak? Am I going to look too needy? But there is a lot more people around us willing to help than we can ever imagine. So you pick up the phone, you ask the question, something might have happened to me. The job came with an apartment for the whole summer. So I didn't have to pay rent for the whole summer because I was doing summer sales. And when I came back, that was the job I was offering. I was like, okay, I'll take it. you know, and that came with a bonus. That came with an apartment for me and my family, which it was a huge blessing. But you have to ask for help.
Well, but and I love that you say you have to ask for help, but you never ask for help. What you did was you called an individual and you brought value to the table, right? You weren't you weren't just saying, hey, can you help me out or can you do this? You were saying, are you hiring a sales individual? Are you hiring someone for your sales team? Yes, I'm building a sales team right now. Can I come and join that team, right? And he knew what a rock star you were in the sales world. And so he's like, yes, absolutely. So you were very specific in what it is you wanted.
Yes, you need to create value too, because like you said, it was not a phone call. And you phrased it a lot better. It's not a phone call. Hey, I need your help. It's, hey, you have a job. I want to work. Let's get it together. You have a product. I have an offer. Let's do something together. You know, the value. Once again, you have to offer. You have to bring value to every relationship you're in.
Well, and a lot of people say, you know what? What would you do? And TK always says this. What would you do today if you had no fear? Well, Martin, you operated in that place of no fear. I mean, you were going to call that individual and ask him for that job. You were going to call individuals to see what you could do to get where you needed to be.
Yes. Yes.
And so you did not let that fear for a moment stop you or prevent you from achieving what you have achieved these last few years. And you know what? It's amazing. Just when I was with you last, you drove me by your beautiful home there in Utah. And I was like, whoa, that's incredible. What a beautiful house. And you're like, that's it. I'm here. I've worked hard. I have no excuses, but yet I just simply made things happen. And you mentioned you were able to manage your mindset. What else did you? Okay, you managed your mindset. You weren't afraid to reach out to other people. What else has contributed to your massive success?
You have to have determination to make it happen. And this is, you're talking about mindset, but mindset without the action is nothing. I mean, you can look in the mirror and say, I believe. You have to get out of out of that mirror and start doing it. So every single day you have to get out. And last time we were together, drove you by the home. And I told you, you know, the biggest thing I could do to thank those that have helped me is to reach my highest potential. That's the best sort of like thankful or show appreciation to those that have helped on the way is just put it out there and succeed every single day to every single one of them. And you have to have this mindset. You have to have the work ethic. You have to get out and do the job. You have to jump. You have to make it happen, because a lot of people stays in the mindset stage. Yes, I have the mindset. I'm ready. They study, they learn, they read a book, they feel super powerful. They don't cross the street. They don't knock that door. They don't call that prospect. They don't reach out to get that referral. They don't do that. They stage in the mindset. You have to cross the street and put to work that little thing that is the mindset, because the mindset plus the action is actually going to make things happen.
Yeah, that's such a good point, because a lot of people talk about, you know, the right mindset, the right thought process and all of that. But if you aren't up and moving, if you are not taking action, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And let me tell you this real quick. I'm just remembering right now. My mom is a gypsy. So she's a gypsy. So she has gypsy beliefs and everything. And it was funny, because during my youth, she was like, you have to put it out there in the universe. You have to think about it. You have to want it really bad. My dad was like, wanting something doesn't give you something. It's good enough to want it, but you have to go out and get it done. So a lot of people spend, like I said, a lot of time in the stage in the mindset stage, but they don't cross the street to get action. And in the action is where everything happens. Of course, it's important to start with the right mindset and believing you can do it and put it out there. Like McGregor, this UFC fighter, he said, if you can think of it and you have the courage to speak it, to mention it, it will happen. So you think of it, you say it, you declare it, and then you go out and get it done.
I love that. I love that. But in your journey, Martin, you had to have some low points, right? There had to have been some where you're like, this is rock bottom. If I were to say to you, as you're escaping Venezuela, as you're coming to the United States, as you're building your business and doing all of this, was there moments that jump out to you that you're like, oh my goodness, I don't know if I can do this another day?
When I came back and I accepted that job, this family that actually gave me the job were super, super gracious to us. And, you know, you're mentioning not only not a lot of money, but not a lot of things either. So we get to Boise. We're coming from Venezuela. We're getting there and it's windy. It starts getting cold. I need to buy winter clothes. And this family was gracious enough to help us, you know, to donate some of the things to my kids. But they're now two sizes bigger. And getting home and seeing the kids wearing something one or two size bigger was fuel enough to get to the next day. Of course, you get every morning thinking, am I going to be able to make it happen? Can I survive it? Can I endure all of this that now I have on my shoulder? But once again, you go back to that state of mind where you said, yes, I already made it here. I have to keep going because I have no excuse. I cannot go back and say to the kids, hey, you know what? School year is going to start. You're going to go with clothes two, three size bigger. That was not an option. I had to make it happen once again. So every single day is a battle in my mind. Am I going to be able to make it? And the other thing is I have to make it in order to accomplish it. And the goal was always in my mind. I always knew exactly where I wanted to get, where I wanted to get, and how I was going to get it. So I was surfing that path.
Wow. So when you walked into the house and saw your children wearing clothes that didn't fit them, that to you was like, okay, that's not going to continue to happen.
1,000,000%.
And your determination drove you to be successful. You wouldn't let yourself fail.
No, because once again, you're failing I would be failing to myself, to my kids, to those that I have trusted. And on my Instagram, I have a picture where I took in December 2020, where I have my wife in the back and the two kids on top. So now it's three kids, but back there, it was only two. And I posted that and we didn't, that picture was the photographer that said back home, hey, let's take this picture. And it was me on the bottom, my wife on the top, and the two kids. Then I posted in 2021 and said, this picture has gained a lot of meaning because for the last year and a half, I have had to carry my whole family on my shoulders. All across the whole continent, from South America to North America, to United States, to get asylum, to bring it to Utah, to then move to Boise to get a job, and then to make everything happen, to then bring them into the school, for them to wear everything they needed, you know. And so that picture, and it's on my Instagram, that picture took a lot of meaning year and a half after I took it, but that was the meaning that I saw in it, is that I had to carry those. If you're a business owner, you carry a lot of people on your shoulder. Mm. Those employees are showing up every single day thinking that the business is going to be there a year from now because they have to feed their family, right? Right. The business owner's job and a practice and every manager, leader, is those of us in leadership position, we have to get out and make it happen because there's a lot of people depending on us, depending on the bridge we're building.
Right, right. And understanding that absolutely fueled you. But that's not to say you didn't have those fears. You just didn't dwell on them.
Oh, I had them all along. You know, I went through it with, of course, having fear has never been a problem. That's not the problem. The problem is losing to that fear, is obeying that fear, is not shutting that voice. I saw a video, a very little clip today that this guy's asked, what has been the biggest lie you've ever been told? Mm. And he said, it's not that simple. And she was like, what is not that simple? That's the biggest lie I've been told. It's not that simple. because the world out there is telling you it's not that simple. You're not going to make it. That's too hard. But the truth is, you put out the work and things will happen. That is the truth. It have happened every single time. When I came back in 2006 to go to school, I was a broke college international student and I made it happen. Then I went to Venezuela with nothing again, just experiences, and I made it happen. And then in 2021, it was again. So the biggest lie we can be told is it's not that simple. Because we start believing it.
Interesting.
And yeah, we and once again, if we put up the work, things will happen.
And so then, so what would you tell the person that's like, well, Martin, I have put forth the work and things just don't seem to happen as quickly as I want them to? What do you say to that?
You mentioned something. I would say two things. Number one, evaluate the process you're in and understand the timing. Because Chad, I had to be honest with myself knowing I didn't have a car in the U.S., which is extremely hard not having a car in Boise. I didn't have a car for the first 2.5 months.
Wow.
You know?
Wait, how'd you get around?
I in the apartment I lived by with the sales team, I borrow a car and go to Winco's and get food and bring it back home. And then on Saturdays, a friend let me use his car. But then I had to work to buy the car and then get a car, I think it was 2 or 2.5 months later. But so you cannot, you have to understand the time of the goal you're achieving, because some goals are you're going to be able to have it in a month, but some other goals are going to take a year, and you have to understand it and you have to endure through it. If you know from the get-go that it's going to take you a year to accomplish it, and you just have to have little landmarks along the way. Mm. Okay, I'm making it happen. I'm 2 months down. By 2 months, I need to be at this position. Am I there or not? And if I'm there, that's going to be fueling you to, okay, I can endure the other 10 months to accomplish my yearly goal. Because if not, you're going to get discouraged.
Right.
And you're going to stop in the middle of the way.
I love that. I love that. And when you're clear on that destination, and it's amazing to me, Martin, when I'm talking to founders of businesses and business owners, it's amazing to me how many of them are not completely clear on their destination. And I've sat down with you and I've talked to you about your building your wealth management business and what you're doing. And you're very clear on your destination. In fact, I saw you received, when you received that award, Leader of the Year, I was like, wow, he was clear. He knew he was going to get that. And you can see behind you, there's a sword where you received for being one of the top five in the nation. And you, that didn't surprise you either.
No, I was grateful. Yeah. but a week before, and a true story, on training, people were saying, so what is it that you want to accomplish? I'm going to accomplish this award, which is called Freshman Five. And you're not surprised because you worked for it. It's not that you're ungrateful, you know? Not being surprised does not mean, oh, you don't value that position. You don't value that thing. It's that you recognize that you worked for it. You know, you're still grateful, but I'm not surprised. I put in the hours, I put in the time, I put in the effort. I did everything I was told to do. It's a no-brainer. I had to do it. I had to get it done.
Well, and we could spend days just talking about your journey from Venezuela to the United States. But you were so clear that you were going to get back to the United States. Your family's safety was jeopardized in Venezuela. Yes. You knew that you needed to get back to the United States, and you knew you had a path to get here. And even as you got close to the border and were faced with some pretty incredible opposition, you still had that destination clear in your mind.
Yes. I was, that was probably the time I've been most afraid, but the destination was clear. The plan was written. I knew exactly where I wanted again. And I just had to do once again, I had to wait a little bit. I had to do certain things. I have to call somebody, and that somebody had to reach out. And once again, everything conspired in my favor, right? But all the elements that we have discussed today, the vision was clear. I had a clear destination. I knew exactly the time and everything. In fact, a year before, I promised my son back in Venezuela, I said, I promise we're going to take you back. And he was like, how can you promise that? Because I know I'm going to get there. So, and this is in the middle of COVID, no transportation whatsoever from and to the USA. So clear destination, put up the hours, right mindset, and not being afraid to ask to use other people's resources available to you. And the other thing is, don't lose to your own mind. Because of course our mind play tricks. And our mind sometimes tell us, Martin, it's time to rest. You're not gonna make it. You did everything that you could have done. And it's okay if you get here. This is far enough, but you go through it. This is not far enough. This is far, but it's not my final destination. This is my destination. And you keep going through that to your destination.
And so you have to constantly remind yourself, because the mind will sometimes tell you, you've done enough, you've sacrificed enough, it's time to rest. And you're like, no way. My kids are wearing clothes that are too big for them. And some might say, well, yeah, but at least they had clothes. And you're like, nope, that's not going to work for me.
Yeah, exactly. Because it never happened before. That was the condition at that moment that I needed to go through, because I couldn't bring. Remember, I migrated and I cannot bring everything. You know, people say migrants bring their entire history in a suitcase. And it's true. When you're moving country, you cannot bring all your house with you. You bring a little amount of clothes, you know, but then you start growing and kids start growing. So you're completely right. It's like that was not the end of it. And I had to go through it in order to accomplish what I was already decided to accomplish.
And so your challenges, your setbacks have actually fueled you to give you the confidence to be one of the absolute best at what you do in the wealth management world. That's phenomenal. Yes. Because Martin, you sit back and people maybe come into your office and say, you know what, they're looking to you to be their leader. And you're telling them, you're like, listen, I promise you, having my children and wife on the border trying to get into the United States was a lot harder than finding new clients.
Yeah, that it had happened. And I made those comments, yeah.
And Martin, you are an inspiration to so many. Your story is phenomenal. But let's emphasize the fact you're one of the absolute best at what you do. So in 20 seconds, tell us, what is it that you do?
I help people protect their, prepare for the future and protect their loved ones. You know, future could be scary. And me and my team help them accomplish goals, whether it's retirement, whether it's protection of income, whether it's wealth accumulation, whether it's all of that, we help them accomplish it through different strategies tailored to their needs.
And what is the best way someone can reach out to you?
Once you hear this podcast, we'll leave a link where they can reach out, definitely, and or just give me a call.
And they can find you on LinkedIn as well.
They can find on LinkedIn, yes, on LinkedIn. And on LinkedIn, there's my calendar link. You can always book an appointment there. We can chat, we can discuss, and we can help you, whether it's for you individually and or your family and or your business.
I love that. I love that. Martin, I love your story. I love what you share. It's an inspiration to me and so many business owners, founders, and leaders need to understand the principles you taught so that they can absolutely accomplish their goals as you have. And I know I'm not saying your goals are done, because I know you got even bigger aspirations. So great being with you, Martin. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye now.